Nolte, as staffers express outrage over layoffs, Washington Post spreads more lies. By John Nolte on January 28, 2026. The serial lying, left-wing crybabies who cosplay as intrepid journalists over at the incredible shrinking Washington Post remain outraged over the massive layoffs coming their way, even as they continue to publish their audacious lies. Here's the self-important outrage, via The Hill. As international correspondents and reporters for The Post, we risk our safety to investigate authoritarian governments. Report from gun-control towns and document evidence of stolen elections, said Samantha Schmidt, The Post's Mexico City bureau chief. This on-the-ground reporting is more critical than ever. Since June, I've reported on U.S.-Israeli strikes, a dire water crisis, state coercion of the private sector, and now, horrific government violence against protesters, wrote Yagana Torbati, a correspondent covering Turkey and Iran. I want nothing more than to keep doing this important work. Okay, I think I speak for all normal people when I say that main character syndrome is real and spreading. And here's what the Washington Post was doing at almost the same time those simpering, narcissistic comments were made. Lie number one. Lie number two. Tell me what is worth saving over there? Tell me why any decent person who truly believes in the importance of journalism should not be beside themselves with joy over these layoffs? We risk our safety to investigate authoritarian governments. No, if you even are risking your safety, you're risking your safety for an outlet that casually lies about absolutely everything. And that's a stupid way to live your life. I want nothing more than to keep doing this important work. Maybe do your oh so important work for an institution that hasn't been a primary participant in this. The rural America can't live without NPR/PBS hoax. The ICE detains 5-year-old hoax. The hex that kill everybody hoax. Trump destroying White House hoax. Photo of starving Gaza baby hoax. Israeli troops murdered food-seeking Palestinians hoax. Trump tariffs will explode prices hoax. Maryland man hoax. Black newborns much more likely to die if docs white hoax. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policeman killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. Why would any decent person want a newspaper to survive that constantly lies to them? It's not so much the bias. We're used to that. It's the lies, the lying, the non-stop lying. I hope the Washington Post's death is as slow and as painful as possible. And unless they choose to repent, I hope everyone who enabled these lies loses their job and disappears forever in the Substack. Anyone at the Washington Post interested in doing a truly dangerous job that truly contributes to the betterment of society should learn to mine coal. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.